Good morning, good evening, good night. This is Shaden, and this is the Always Choose Love podcast show, whatever you want to call it, okay? So this morning I recorded some content outdoors. So this show is to basically, the primary objective is to teach you that psychological suffering is self-created by the degree of resistance you have to your reality, okay? So that's the main objective. Okay, the degree of resistance you have to your current reality. That's the whole premise. So what I talked about in this episode today, it's going to be a daily episode, but you can also go on my website. You can also go on my website to get the daily love letters. Okay, love is, so this morning's daily love letter is, love is not here for applause. I am not here for your applause. I am love, you are love. Okay, you can read it on my blog if you go to my website, which is Shaden Elkashief, ShadenElkashief.com. You go on my website and you can read it. That's today's blog, okay? And you can also find the daily love letters blog. It's a daily love letter. And then we have the podcast as well, which is there. You can go on, listen to these episodes every single day on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify, all on video except for Apple. You can just listen to it audio, okay? So enjoy the show. I talk about specifically for men of any age to how to gain confidence, etc., etc. So here, let's roll the clip of that. Good morning, good evening, good night. My name is Shaden, and I'm here to help you eliminate psychological suffering. Today, or right now, I'm walking by my high school. And in particular, on this episode of the Always Choose Love show, podcast, whatever you want to call it. Whatever you want to call it. It's chilly. On this episode, I want to speak to a particular individual. Can be young, can be old. There's my high school. I want to speak to that man who is not confident, who doesn't know how to speak to women, who sweats when he actually... when he talks to women. So I'll tell you a story in a second. But so if you're new to the show, et cetera, my name is Shaden, and I teach you how to eliminate psychological suffering, whether that's fear, anxiety, depression, through mental fitness. Okay? That's what I do. And my Always Choose Love philosophy. So this morning I woke up 5:30 and decided that, whoopsie, what's going on? Okay, I decided that I ain't doing enough. I'm letting people down. I'm letting myself down. Yeah, so I'm back on it. I'm back focused now. Right now, I'm focused, okay? So let me talk to that man. Whether you're 16, 18, 22, 55, 66, let's talk to you, okay? Whoops. And the reason why is I met a young gentleman when I was working yesterday. And he was not a confident man. He was saying that he has ADHD. He says he has autism, obviously high functioning. One of his goals was to become a bartender. So I met him. And we're sitting there. I'll tell you two stories. So this is how the topic came up. Because I told him, I'm like, I was you. Not confident, depressed, anxious, etc., etc. A people pleaser. That is a big one. To you people pleasing people out there, you will never be happy. Because you will never make everybody happy. Because we're human beings. And that is the truth. So I'm speaking to you. Yes, you, because you are me. You want to gain confidence? You have to do the work every single day to earn that confidence, okay? So I'm going to be making some videos for some young people, 25 and under, about earning and winning and how you experience reality, how that is actually more fun. In the real world, in nature, in the heart of nature, baby, You guys should check out Ralph Smart on YouTube. He's dope. But as I said before, breath work. Whoopsie. All right, let me get this camera thing set up properly. Okay, as I said before, breath work is how you can activate your parasympathetic nervous system. Okay, you can go back to previous episodes, but I want to talk to that man. Because in high school, so the story that I was going to tell, so that's how this topic came up. Because I'm speaking to that man right there, the unconfident man who's scared to talk to women, et cetera, who's focused on women. Like, listen, women are a distraction. I'm going to say it right now. They're a distraction to your goals unless that woman is not helping you, is not in alignment with what your goal is for life. Okay? So that's number one. Women are distractions. Focus on yourself, fellas. Okay? Because you don't attract the woman that you want. You attract the woman that you are. So obviously you're not a woman if you're the man. So I'm speaking to men right now. But say for instance, I just got to make sure this thing's recording. For instance, you want to be, I don't know, you want to be a man that works in the music industry. Most likely, you will, should have brought my gloves, it's not too chilly, you will attract somebody that is in the music industry because you'll be working with that person. That's why a bunch of people that I know that are in healthcare, guess what? They're married or their significant other is healthcare practitioner. So you have to learn how to gain confidence, gain like self-trust, right? Keeping promises to yourself. So I promised myself that I would do a podcast a day, a blog a day. So you can tell if you go on my website, Shadin Elkashief, ShadinElkashief.com. If you go on my website, the blog is there. Love letters that I write daily about what love is, okay? Let me tell you a story of 2 days ago. Quick tangent. Someone came on my profile talking shit about somebody that I know. I'm like, you don't know the whole situation. I don't know the whole situation. And then this person's like, that's not choosing love. Go on my website. See what love is. It's a bunch of different things. And sometimes I actually like restricted that person and then somehow they disappeared. So as my mentor, Tim Grover says, interesting. Delete. So I actually listened to her. Right? And I was telling her, like, she doesn't know the perspective. So I always chose love instead of just interesting, delete. But I told her, I'm like, you don't know the situation. She disappeared. Guess what? She ain't on my page no more because she knows she's talking shit. So, but the fact is, I don't know the truth either. So I can't speak to that, but I'd love to have a conversation with her. I'll blast her as well, that's for sure. Because if you come at me with anything, I'll tell you to always choose love because I can have an argument for anything. It's just like the law, right? Like lawyers are criminals because they just talk slick. They use their Latin phrases, et cetera, et cetera. And that's why in law, if you guys aren't aware, that it's called client privilege, privacy or whatever, client, whatever. So if I, for instance, I kill somebody, I know I killed them. I'll go to my lawyer and be like, yo, get me off, okay? And then the lawyer will actually get me off. Even though they know that I killed that person, they have to keep it confidential. So the law, just like what I just said, it's all BS, okay? Everything that you know, everything that you believe is all wrong because we don't know the nature of reality. All I know is that I know nothing. That's the truth. So if you want to listen to me, you can listen to me, but I recommend you not because I don't know anything, FYI. But let's get back to that man, okay? So you gain it by, so let's use mental fitness as a tool. Okay, so mental fitness, radical accept that you are weak, that you are not confident, that you are scared to talk to men. And as I said, I remember back there in, I think it was drama class, grade 9, I was like talking to these girls and I started sweating because I was so nervous in grade 9. I was like 4'9". I was like a peewee, right? So I was like nervous. But now I'm like, yo, women are nothing. Listen, women take deuces too. They fart, they do everything. Why are you scared of them? Like, think about it. But anyways, but you have to build up your own self-confidence because it's called self-esteem. Get it? Self-esteem. It's not their esteem. You're never going to make anybody happy. That's a people-pleasing mentality. You could actually, like, do what I'm doing. I'm on a mission to help people with psychological suffering, etc. There's still people that hate on me.
still people that hate on me. And if you're listening, you hate on me, guess what? I'm still here. I'm going to be out here. So keep watching. Keep hating, because that's not going to be healthy for you. So you can do what you want. That's a reflection on you, because I am you. So if you're hating on me, oopsie. All right, let's just do it this way. If you're hating on me, yeah, you. What up? All right, I'm going to do it this way, because this thing, my thing here, is not teed up. But anyways, if you're hating on me, you're hating on yourself. So I recommend you get a different hobby. Stop being a hater, okay? Stop being a hater, because at the end of the day, the energy, because I only got so much fucks to give, right? So you should have so much fucks to give as well. And you shouldn't give a fuck about me. If you don't like me, then why are you listening to me? Don't check my stories. Don't freaking check up on me, okay? So that is the truth. People pleasing is never going to get you. Whoops. I think it got blocked off. Battery's at 10%, that's why. So people pleasing is never going to get you anywhere. Because guess what? You ain't going to make anybody happy. Gandhi, Mother Teresa, all these legendary people, guess what? They had haters. And they have people that I don't know, I can't confirm by facts. But there was bad stuff said about them. And guess what? Some of it might be true. Because they're human beings. We all make mistakes. I make a mistake every single day. So I make multiple mistakes every single minute. So it is what it is. Focus on yourself, fellas. So back to mental fitness. So just four simple steps. I'm going to hop off here because I just want to chill out. I don't want to be on this technology anyways. But anyways, so four simple steps. Radically accept where you are. Utilize a growth mindset. Understand that you can get better. You can get confident. To talk to those women. To be able to take that job. Go to that interview confident. Focus on the present moment, right? Mindfulness is the key. So right now it's a bit cold, but I know in about 5 minutes, I'm gonna get to Starbucks and it's gonna be nice and warm. Nice and toasty, okay? But I'm not worried about this cold right now. It is nothing. It's gonna end. Your pain and suffering is gonna end. Your lack of confidence will end, but you gotta, hashtag we do the work. You gotta do the work, okay? And then the last thing is just meditation. Do something every day that puts you in the moment that doesn't make you think about your past self, because you just change, right? Now, and you're a different person now, right? Because your cells are always changing. You're always, your energy is always vibrating different, right? At every moment. So utilize those four steps. Love can be, love is actually becoming more confident. In order to do that, you got to do the work. That's all I got to say. Remember to always choose love. Choose the thoughts and actions in alignment with what love is for you. I'm out. I'm going to do a little dancing before I get to Starbucks. Peace out.